From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of Londoners gathered in Trafalgar Square on Thursday to remember the victims of Wednesday's attack in Westminster. London Mayor Sadiq Khan told those gathered that Londoners would never be cowed by terrorism.
Londoners will never be cowed by terrorism. Those evil and twisted individuals who try to destroy our shared way of life will never succeed, and we condemn them.
Home Secretary Amber Rudd and Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Craig Mackey also attended. Elizabeth Persko came with her husband Nigel.
And we relish our freedom, and we are proud to be British, we're proud to be Londoners, and we hope we are an open society who will welcome everybody here.
On Wednesday, a knife-wielding attacker identified as 52-year-old Khalid Masood drove his SUV down Westminster Bridge, plowing over pedestrians before breaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. Masood was then shot dead by police. Dozens of people remain hospitalized with injuries. A Frenchman of North African origin was arrested in Antwerp, Belgium, after he allegedly drove his car at high speed toward a crowd in the city's main shopping district. No one was injured, but police later arrested a man suspected of being the driver. Antwerp police found knives in the vehicle and a canister containing an unknown substance. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote Friday on repealing and replacing Obamacare, even as Republicans struggle to find enough votes for passage. A vote set for Thursday night was put off when House leaders determined there were not enough votes to pass the legislation. Congressman Mark Meadows, the leader of the far-right House conservative bloc known as the Freedom Caucus, said after meeting with President Trump that there is still plenty of distance before they reach agreement.
We have not gotten enough of our members to get to yes at this point under what we're currently considering. However, I would say progress is being made.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi of California said that President Trump and congressional Republicans had tried to pull a fast one, but they got caught.
I don't know if you want to call this, on Trump's part, a rookie's error, but you don't find a day and say we're going to pass a bill. You build your consensus in your caucus, and when you're ready, you set the date to bring it to the floor.
Thursday night, after an intense closed-door meeting, House Speaker Paul Ryan said Republicans had promised they would repeal and replace what he called this broken law because it's hurting families, and tomorrow we're proceeding. However, the speaker did not say whether he had the votes to pass the bill. The White House had issued an ultimatum: no more negotiations, vote now. Although Republicans do hold a majority in both houses of Congress, passing the bill is far from certain. Conservatives say it does not go far enough. Moderates fear too many Americans would lose insurance coverage. The Senate's leading Democrat has said that he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Charles Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against Court Judge Neil Gorsuch.
I say if this nominee cannot earn 60 votes, a bar met by each of President Obama's nominees and George Bush's last two nominees, the answer isn't to change the rules. It's to change the nominee.
Republicans hold 52 seats in the Senate and would need at least 60 votes to break a filibuster, meaning that at least six Democrats and both independents would have to change sides, and that is not likely. March 24th marks the UN's World Tuberculosis Day, aimed at raising awareness of a disease that kills an estimated 1.8 million people every year. The World Health Organization says it still strikes many in the developing world, particularly migrants, refugees, and marginalized people. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.